2 days before Christmas, I was on the way to basic training. On the train's next-to-last stop, my buddies from home and I got off and rushed to the bar to buy liquor to celebrate Christmas. Back on the train, we were warned that the MPs were throwing bottles out the windows, so we drank ours hard and fast and got loaded. After basic, we were sent to different bases. I didn't drink often because I wanted to get ahead, but every time I drank, I wouldn't stop until everything was gone. I didn't know how to say, "I'm going to quit now." At home on leave, I married a young woman from my hometown, and our first daughter was born the next year. When I came home from the Air Force soon after that, the party really started. A big hero like me, I drank only on weekends at first, drinking and dancing with my old buddies and their new wives. The only car accident I was in while drunk happened that year. It was a hit and run on a parked car, and my buddy just pulled the car's fender off the front of my car and we kept on driving. The next morning, we looked in the paper to see if the accident was mentioned. It wasn't, and we were never found out. The same construction company I had worked for in the summers as a high school kid hired me as an apprentice carpenter. I was smart and learned fast. Then I got too smart and forgot all that company had done for me. I complained to them about money I thought they had promised, and they fired me. Using the GI Bill, I went to mechanic school at night and got a job with the city. That's when I really started drinking. These guys had a ritual. As soon as